I don't want to be your girlfriend. I mean, I'm sure that would be fine. Maybe nice, even. That's just not what I want from you. I want to be your bitch. I want to do whatever you want. Whatever you tell me to do. I want to wear whatever you tell me to. We can go through my entire wardrobe, piece by piece, so you can let me know what you like. As I learn your taste, I can surprise you with new pieces that you will like. Suddenly, it's only tops that show my belly. Only lingerie that my tits spill out of. Only the colors you prefer. And I want to be at your beck and call. I'm just saying, I'm not above driving across town in the middle of the day to give a blowjob. There's something hot about knowing you need my lips right then. There's also something hot about knowing you expect to find me amenable, that you assume anything else I might be doing can wait. I don't have to come running. Nothing horrible will happen if I don't. But we both know I will. Because I want to. I want to put on lingerie under my work clothes on days we don't have plans. And know I'm doing it just on the off chance you decide you want to fuck me on that day. I want to send you suggestive selfies so that you know I'm ready just in case. Is that desperate? Maybe. But shouldn't a good bitch be a little needy? I want to go with you to parties. Not as your girlfriend. Just as the toy you're fucking that night. You can tell me what to wear. What cocktail dress hits just the right balance of classy and sleazy. You'll pick me up, and maybe you think it would be fun to get me all worked up on the way over. You can make me play with myself. Tell me to hike my dress up. Use the little pocket vibrator in the glove box. Get my tits out. Make me edge until we get to the party. And by the time we arrive, I'll be a sopping, desperate mess. I don't want to make small talk with strangers. I just want you to make me scream. I'll follow you around all night, wordlessly begging you to finish the job, pleading with my eyes and my cleavage and the swing of my hips. Maybe you're turned on too, and you'll drag me to a bedroom or a bathroom or a dark corner, shove my panties in my mouth to keep me quiet while you pound me. Or maybe you'll forget all about me. You're having such a good time you don't really want to end the night early just to fuck me. That's okay. Even though I got all dressed up for you, hoping you'd use me, when I get home, I'll just fuck myself and send you the video so you can jerk off to it in the morning to remind you what a good bitch I am for you. And when we do have some dedicated playtime, I want to show up at your door, looking pretty, hair long, makeup sharp, wearing that choker you got me, the one that looks so like a collar, and wearing maybe your favorite outfit, whatever slutty ensemble suits your bitch, or maybe a long overcoat, heels and stockings visible below the hem, and a new piece of lingerie hidden beneath, something elegant and slutty and just to your taste. Or maybe I'm wearing nothing under the coat. You'll open the door, look at me expectantly, and I'll shyly get down on the ground and crawl in after you. And then I'd just wait for you to tell me what to do, what you want. That's what I'm here for. Maybe you get your dick out and tell me to suck it. Well, then I suck. You tell me to go deeper, and I'll fucking choke on it. I don't care what kind of gagging noises I make, or how full of saliva my mouth gets, how much runs down my chin. You say you want me to fuck myself, and I will. I'll rub my clit, or fuck my cunt with my fingers, or a dildo, or anything you like. Truly getting myself off wild and uninhibited, on display for you. Of course, I want you to fuck me, but I want you to make me beg. I want to whine and plead with you to fuck my needy cunt for me. Maybe you'll finally indulge me. You'll put a hand on the back of my head, push it gently but insistently down onto the floor. I know what that means. I arch my back, thrust my ass into the air, reach back and pull my pussy lips wide, showing you just where I'd like you to fuck me. A bitch in heat. I want to be so desperate by that point that I come nearly as soon as your cock is inside me. I come and come while you pound my pussy, and I try to come as many times as I can before you get bored of fucking me. Or maybe you just want to use me. Tie me up and have your way with me. That's okay. That's what I'm for. You can kneel me on the floor. Ankles bound to thighs. Legs pulled wide apart by the knees, framing my exposed cunt. Hands shackled overhead. Ropes pulling up just enough to make me long and taut. Back arched. Chest thrust forward. From here, I'm entirely exposed, completely at your mercy. You can fuck my face, fuck my tits, reach down and cup my sopping pussy. See how thoroughly, enduringly wet this makes me. You can instruct me. Tell me what you want to do with my limited mobility. To flop my tongue out for you, to slap your cock against. Or swallow you whole, bouncing my head up and down on your shaft, relaxing my throat to take you deep. You can hold me by the neck as you slap your cock on my face, smearing saliva and pre-cum all over, rubbing your balls against my lips and tongue and cheeks. You can drive me crazy. Kneel down to kiss my mouth or my neck. Let one hand glide over my clit and pussy while the other one grabs a breast or catches my throat, tilting my chin up, up. Keep taunting my cunt as your other hand glides here and there, pinching, teasing, caressing. You can revel in the sight of me, desperate and quivering, straining at my bonds, my body tight and exposed and very much for you. And when you're ready to come, you might want to make me come too, if only to give yourself the hottest possible visual. You could release a hand and tell me to fuck myself, or just place a vibrator on the floor near enough that I can help it if I move my hips right. You might tell me I have to earn it. Tell me to beg. to be a good bitch for you. And oh, I know how. I'll moan and writhe and beg. And as we both get closer to orgasm, I'll say, come on me. Come on your bitch. Come on my bitch face. Come on my slutty little face. I'm your bitch. And I'm here for you to come on me. I'm here to be your dirty little cum slut. Your desperate sweet bitch. Your fucking cum filled slut. Come on me. Please. Come on my face. That's the bitch I want to be for you. The kind who ends up happy and panting with a sopping wet cunt and a face full of cum. That's what I want. This is a fantasy audio post created for adults, by adults, and with adults. Like, why do I always get that one really wrong? I don't know. Again, bottom line, if you're not 18, like, just get away. Get away. I won't deny that I saw this audio as I was kind of drunk. I was drinking a Dragon's Milk Reserve bourbon barrel-aged stout with peanut butter, cocoa nibs, and all natural flavors. And all that accounted and amounted to me wanting to get on my knees for you. I do a lot of mommy audio here, which is fun. I like to see you guys beg. But also, like, I just want to fucking be used. Like, use it. I get so wet. Like, just use me. Don't be delicate with me. Like, this audio really turned me on. Thank you, writer. I do kind of want to be your bitch. Call me.